following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. I'm Jeff, and this, my friends, is Shaddy. Shaddy Francis.
How you doing?
And you're wondering, who's Shaddy Francis? And I thought, well, let's put him on a Wilson Wednesday, and we'll introduce who Shaddy Francis is. The first thing you need to know is Shaddy is a Laker fan.
Very important.
Yes.
Very important. Disappointed Laker fan right now, but...
Yeah. It's not the most important thing you need to know, but it's one of the things that's important.
Christian, yep. Laker fan, I think we...
Yeah, those are the two important things, and in the right order. Right.
I might be married, too, but...
Oh, yeah. Shoot, that's right. Okay, so let's do this. Shaddy, actually, for many of you, are going to hear this on Wednesday. This is... And this weekend, we're going to announce him as one of our associate pastors here at Refuge. And I'm excited to have him on staff, and I'm excited for you all to get to know him and meet him and have a conversation with him. We definitely, as a staff here at Refuge, are excited to bring Shaddy on. And Shaddy, as he said, has a family as well. And so I'm going to let you introduce your wife and kids.
Sounds good. So I have a beautiful wife named Isabel. And two awesome kids, Nathan and Michelle. Nathan is at the high school camp as we speak.
Ooh.
And Michelle is burning something to the ground probably as we speak as well.
So, oh, yeah. Is she at home?
She's at home.
Okay.
Yeah. She's 10 and she's a firecracker.
And you have a dog.
I do have a dog, yes, for now. We're living with my parents until we get settled, and my dad is not too fond of the dog. So for now, we have a dog,
not in the very
near
future.
If anybody's looking for a dog, we could work something out.
So Shaddy is coming from Texas. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing in Texas.
So we left Refuge 7 years ago because the Lord was calling us to go to Texas, and we thought we were going to serve there for a couple of years and just come on back. And the Lord tricked us. So when we got
That's
out,
a way of doing that,
he
sure.
does. He didn't tell me what I was signing up for. But when we got out there, the senior pastor of the church that we were at, he was like, "Well, the Lord put it on my heart to plant another church, and He brought you to take it over." And after kicking and screaming for a while, the Lord confirmed it, and that's what we've been doing for the past 6 years.
So 6 years, senior pastor at a church in Texas, loving, caring for, and shepherding people.
Amazing church.
Amazing church.
Amazing church out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when we had a need, we thought, okay, and this actually, it was a while ago that we at least had the conversation about what about Shaddy? And thinking that we have this opening where we need an associate pastor, someone who can step on, shepherd, care for, love people, serve people. That kind of fits who we are as a staff. And we thought, this guy is that kind of guy. That's the kind of guy we would like. And so we extended the invitation to have Shaddy come, at least think about, consider, pray. And initially...
It was a hard no.
Hard no. Hard no. Yeah. Yeah.
God made it really clear that we were supposed to be in Texas, and He didn't say anything about coming back.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden things started changing, and it was like in a matter of months where it was like, here we are.
Yeah.
So there were dreams, there were verses, there was God's incredible faithfulness. And here we are. And today's my first day, right?
Day one right here.
So I was
with Shaddy Francis.
I was texting my wife and I was telling her, I can't believe I get to spend all day at church with you guys. And I'm like, I feel like I'm robbing you guys. I'd be here for free, to be honest with you guys, but you guys are kind enough to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
little something.
How long did that last?
It's awesome. But yeah. I'm telling you, I'd be here for free. I love you guys. And I love this church. And the people of Refuge have been so incredible, so warm, so welcoming. And this is definitely home. So
yeah. And I will just say, I don't think Shaddy comes in with no one knowing who he is. I think there's a lot of refugees who know who you are already. And for those of you who don't, I'm looking forward to you get to know this man and his family and his wife, Isabella. I'm one of those things, and we won't go too much further, but one of those things that happened that the Lord did was your wife was working at a distance.
Yep.
And over the COVID era, if I understand, was able to now work from home.
Close.
Yeah.
She was working an hour away, and this has been going on for years and years and years, and we've been praying about new job or moving closer to her work and things like that. And during COVID, she got to work from home, but it was just for a season.
Yeah.
And it was just enough to give her a taste. And then she had to go back into the workplace. But yeah. Like the day before the Lord confirmed that we're supposed to go to Texas, he allowed her to work from home. So yeah. Amazing. God's so faithful.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited again about you guys getting to know Shadi, and that will happen just over time. But you could definitely come and say hi to him and Please. Introduce yourselves to him. But over time, you're going to get to see him. He's a teacher. He's a shepherd. He's someone who cares and loves for people, which again fits, I think, perfectly into our staff here at Refuge. And I'm excited about the future of Refuge with this guy right here serving alongside. So let's pray. Lord, today, Shadi's first day, but is really symbolic of a lot of things that you've done behind the scenes to bring he and his family here to Refuge. And I, again, Lord, I know you're going to use him in powerful way here. So I pray again, Lord, that you'd give us vision and wisdom and direction, that you give Shadi a vision for who he is and what his calling is here in this place. And Lord, you will do so many more things than we even hope or imagine or expect. Lord, you're so faithful and gracious in that. So Lord, I'm excited again. Do a mighty work in this place. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bye, you guys. Have a great rest of your week.
God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.